was your reaction then to the order that coaches announced you guys were playing?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, you know, it's the same mindset that you keep every time. Like I said, whether you're going with the first group, second group, whatever it may be, you just got to prepare like a starter, you know, and that's something I've been doing since high school. And, you know, nothing changes no matter what rotation is or where you go, but it's still another opportunity. You know, it's exciting now to get up there and go against another team on Thursday with the Saints and get a chance to put, you know, some, you know, game-type film, you know, on tape and be out there and, you know, compete and play against another team.
Do you feel like you still have a chance to be the guy we want?
Yeah, I mean, all of us. I mean, you just get a chance to compete. And like I said, it's going to be nice to, you know, go against another team now and get to a game-like atmosphere and be able to go out there and compete with guys, you know, that you've been working with all camp and different receivers, different rotation. But at the same time, you know, your job doesn't change. You got to go out there and execute the plays that are called and go out there and make plays, you know, as a quarterback and get your team in the right spot.
One of the things that Hugh mentioned this morning in his statement, he used the word consistency. From that standpoint, how do you think the first week and a half or so has gone for you, and what can you do maybe to show him more of that consistency that he mentioned he was looking for?
Yeah, that's a big thing at the quarterback position. You know, you got to do it day in and day out. And, you know, like I told you guys before, there's some ups, some downs and everything, but you got to keep, you know, your emotions level-headed and, you know, continue to do everything the right way. And I think the biggest thing is to put things behind you. You know, if even a good play, a bad play, whenever, baby, you got to move on to the next one. But, yeah, I mean, that's been my mindset, is learn from, you know, mistakes or different things like that and continue to grow as a player and as a quarterback.
Do you consider this a setback?
I mean, it's just, you know, another opportunity, you know, and that's how, and obviously Coach Jackson's decision, and you know, the only way you can control things like that is how you play on the field, you know, and that's something that, you know, I was always stuck with, was control what you can control, you know, and that's whenever I'm out there to make the most of those opportunities and do everything you can, and even in practice, you know, practice, preseason, and, you know, if you get opportunities in the season, you got to make the most of them.
What do you mean when you say it's another opportunity? You go from first to second team? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, just being on the field, you know, no matter what the rotation is or where you're at, you know, you go out there and, you know, you're going to watch a game film after, you're going to critique yourself, and the coaches are going to see it. And you just got to continue to make plays when they're there and to, you know, show that you can run the team, run the offense, you know, no matter what the rotation is.
Do you think you've improved a lot since last year?
Yeah, I think I'm still learning, you know, and that's the best part, you know, about that position is you see some of the greats in this league that play so well, as you continue to improve and continue to learn from them, watch film. And you know, for me, that's been my mindset, is to do everything I can to make myself better as a player and continue to learn on stuff from even last year, even this camp or different things like that. But you want to continue to improve and continue to learn and you know, really critique yourself and be hard on yourself about, you know, how certain things are done, even the small details.
So when you've reviewed film of the practices, you know, the first week plus of training camp, mm-hmm. What are your biggest takeaways on things you got to work on or improve on to take the next step?
Yeah, I mean, just continue to work within the system and in the offense. And, you know, I had a turnover last week, which was something that, you know, I take very seriously, which is something that, you know, I want to eliminate. But, I mean, other than that, just continue to improve, you know, with the system and the flow when you're in there at quarterback, be able to get things going the right way and just continue to make plays.
You feel you've lost any confidence?
No, absolutely not. I've, you know, it's always, you know, a competition. That's why it's an open competition. You got to continue to keep playing well and doing things the right way if you want to give yourself a chance. And for me, I've always been, you know, motivated by that. You know, and at the same time, you're competing against other guys, but you're also competing against yourself, you know, to continue to improve as a player. But no, I'll never lose confidence, you know, in that situation. You just got to, you know, go out there and like I said, you know, put everything you can on film and make plays.
With everything you did this offseason, you know, going to work with Tom House on your mechanics and putting in the work to strengthen your arm and you did the diet early on and stuff like that, all this stuff that you really invested to prepare yourself for camp, is there anything that the first week and a half that maybe you look at and you're maybe frustrated a little bit that you're not immediately getting the results of all that hard work?
No, I mean, it's a process. You know, it really is. And, you know, that's one thing that I've always, you know, believed in, is that, you know, you got to put everything you have into it. You know, and that's something that I'll still continue to do and always will do. But that's just where the work ethic comes in. You know, I continue to do that. And but at the same time, like I said, you know, you got to be able to put things on film and make plays. And no matter what atmosphere it is or different things. But, no, I'll never, you know, let go of that. You know, you always keep your process and continue to improve and do everything you can.